Now Zaha, this surely to wrap it up. Gallagher, who finishes in style, and that surely has finished off Manchester City.
Lallana, Trossard could feed. Good goal. Goodness gracious me. Shades of Mo Salah about that finish. It's Liverpool 2, Brighton 2.
Ronaldo trying to force the issue on his own. Greenwood on the edge of the box. Ronaldo blasts it. Oh, he had to be Ronaldo. Once again for Manchester United. He's dragged them back from the brink in the game.
Yes, hello again. Episode 4 of The Global Game coming up with me, Simon Hill and Alex Bross. The football season is starting to ramp up. Here is what is on our menu tonight. Looking to knock the Green Falcons off their perch, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold joins us to discuss how he's going to tackle the Saudis in Sydney. Can Melbourne City become just the third A-League men's team to go back-to-back? City striker Jamie McLaren is with us to assess their prospects ahead of the big kickoff. All change at Spurs, Nuno out, Antonio in. Have Manchester United missed a trick? Spencer Pryor runs the rule over the Premier League. A women's FA Cup final in England featuring four Aussies. Michelle Escobar will join us to talk the women's game both here and overseas. The AFC Cup final between Muharraq and Nassaf is one of the topics we'll touch upon with Paul Williams for Football Asia. And our greatest game series features that crazy 9-goal game between the Mariners and Sydney in 2007 with ex-Sydney FC midfielder Robbie Middleby. It's all to come between now and 10 o'clock on The Global Game. Yes, good to be with you for another 2 hours of football chat. Simon Hill in the chair. The two Alexes are with me as per usual, Alex Brosk and Alex Molchanov. Evening, gentlemen. How are we?
Very well, Simon. Very well.
Good, Simon.
Good to see you both. And, of course, we want to hear from you as well. You can get involved. Call us 1300 01 1170 or you can text us 0457 736 736. We love to hear your opinions on anything we're about to talk about over the next 2 hours. So let's kick off with Starter for Five. Are we ready, gentlemen? Question one. Here we go. Alex Brosk, Nuno, Tosuno or time to go-go?
For me, for many, I'd say time to go-go.
I think really?
It's, yeah, look, it's...
After 10 games?
I know it's harsh, but I think, look, given the way they're going, if they just continue on this way, it drags out and wastes a whole year. I think if a manager like Conte becomes available, you go for it.
It is a good choice as well. Question two, Alex Molchanov, A-League refs on strike. What they're doing is right or an unnecessary fight?
I'm going to side with the referees here, Simon. I think they're an important part
of our game. I don't think Broski would.
No, he never did. But they're too important to be forgotten about, and I feel like they were forgotten about when the unbundling happened. Now, if what we're hearing is right, some of the stuff they're holding on about is probably going a little bit further than some would say they needed to, but overall, I think I'm on the ref side there.
Let me ask Broski a subsequent question. I know you hate talking about referees, but I did have a question that was sent in to me by an ex-referee. I won't say who it is, but he said, what would A-League players think about being reffed by NPL refs if this strike continues? Because that's presumably what would have to happen. You'd be blowing up for a start.
Well, not really. I mean, is he suggesting then that the quality of referees isn't as good?
Well, I think theoretically, obviously, if you're in the NPL, you're not quite at the level of being A-League yet. Maybe some are.
Well, yeah, you blow your whistle on what you see, right? Everyone sees the same things.
Simple as that, so
exactly.
Our diplomatic correspondent there, Alex Brosk. Question three, Broski, foreign ownership, a national shame or it's a global game?
It is a global game, so I don't think there's a problem with it at all. I think if people are willing to invest from outside the country in the game, then, within reason, of course, as long as it's done correctly, then I'm all for it.
Apparently, there's going to be an inquiry into foreign ownership in Australian sports, which I think is probably a euphemism for football in Australia. But anyway, we'll see how they go with that. Question four, Alex Molchanov, Christian Eriksen, serious topic. Let him play or absolutely no way.
Well, I'll preface this by saying I'm no medical expert, Simon, but you know, I'm uncomfortable. He had a breakdown on a field six months ago? A bit less than that. So I can see where Italy's coming from in their legislation preventing
him
to play.
He's got the pacemaker, though, now,
exactly.
Hasn't he?
But I don't know. Is that long enough recovery? I don't know. Text in.
Yeah.
You'd be worried, too soon for
you?
Me. Too
you'd
soon for me.
You'd definitely be worried. I mean, any time he goes down, you'd be, you know, your heart to stop.
I guess there's a question over insurance as well.
Yeah,
just everything. Look, I'd say he wouldn't unless he was 100% medically cleared to play. So if that's the case, then fair enough. But it is a scary thought.
Sure is. And they're saying that maybe he'll be able to play in another league that's maybe not at the level of Serie A. Anyway, we wish him well. It's good to see that he's still around and still with us, obviously. Hopefully he'll be back playing football at some level sooner rather than later. The clock is starting to tick down. Question 5, Alex Bross, the Asian Champions League, prioritise or marginalise?
Oh, look, it should be prioritised, but it isn't, and I'm going to say marginalised for a few reasons. One, the players don't like playing in it, right? If I'm being completely honest, the travel is a nightmare. The crowds are reflective of, I guess, what the Australian public think towards it. And not just the Australians, I think around Asia as well. They're not sell-out games like Europe. Mm. And there's no bonuses for the players either to give them some sort of
incentive. It's all about
incentive.
The cash.
No, not at all, not at all. If you're playing in front of full stadiums and you know, the draw was you were helped when it came to fixtures, you know, travelling 10 hours, it'd be a lot more enjoyable to play in.
You got in just before the bell. I'm just going to add my 2 cents on the back of that. I think the Asian Champions League in its concept is a brilliant tournament.
Yes,
and when we first went into Asia, we were all so excited by it. The crowds were pretty decent in Australia. I think, unfortunately, the AFC has to take a little bit of the responsibility here. They need to promote this competition
absolutely.
A lot better.
Absolutely.
And because we don't know who the clubs are, we don't know who the players are, by and large. But when we've seen the latter parts of the competition, Adelaide United 2008, and of course, famously, the Wanderers in 2014 winning it. When you get to the latter stages, all of a sudden, it becomes very, very much a part of the conversation. So I think it has that potential. I agree with you. I think that bonuses and prize money needs to come into it hugely because, like it or not, it costs clubs a lot of money to play in Asia, particularly when you're in a geographical location like Australia.
Well, I've been on the other side of the draw in the western side.
Yep. For Al Ain.
That's right. And they do throw money. So it's of huge importance to those clubs in the Middle East, and they do throw money. And I'm telling you, every single player gets up for it. It's not just about that. But when you add that on top of 10 hours, you know, where you've got to wake up 5 in the morning and you're not getting any sleep to go and play this game midweek, it goes a long way to helping.
Can I just ask, Broski, do you think that's an East v. West thing then? Because we saw that when the Wanderers played
Al-Hilal
in the Champions. It was a packed stadium, passionate fans
who were obviously invested.
Yes. But when we travelled to places like Korea and Japan, you see that as well. The crowds are no bigger than they are here.
No, exactly
so
right.
Is it an East v. West thing, do you think?
It is, and I don't know why they give more importance to it than we do, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's still a work in progress, isn't it, at the Asian Champions League? But personally, I love it as a tournament. If you have got any views on any of the questions we asked or anything else, you can give us a call, 1300 01 1170, or text us 0457 736 736. One quick text from TJ before we go to the break. Hi, TJ. Will there be a Global Game episode next Thursday, or will you be watching the Ruse get rowdy with the Saudi? Love it. I could have used that as one of the questions. TJ, there will not be a show, unfortunately, next week because it is the same night as Australia, Saudi Arabia, and myself and Broski are working on that game. But we will be back the week after, which is the 21st of November. So no show, unfortunately, next week because obviously we'll be covering the big Socceroos World Cup qualifier. Talking of which, on the other side of this break, we're going to be talking to the Socceroos top man, Graham Arnold.